Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
To you and welcome along to another episode of Atletico Parsnips. I hope you are well and staying safe as we all wait for this current life storm to pass. Imagine a day in the near future as you sit on a beach somewhere hot and sunny, almost uncomfortably hot, sand between your toes and a cool drink in your hand. This is what you have waited for. As you gaze upon the blue sea, the heavenly vision is destroyed as a near hairless old man emerges from the water and staggers towards you, proffering something wet, slimy and stinking from his abnormally small hand.
Do you want to try some of these? I think they're hell prawns,
he shouts as he presses some seaweed into your face and begins to cry. It's of course my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, little seaman, with your tiny twat hand. Oh, Mr. Hellprawn, how we curse the day you were born.
Oh, very hello, nice. Bob. That was nice, but also cruel.
Yeah, a little
bit. I hope
bit,
you enjoyed it.
But that's a bit unusual, but I like it.
The, good. Good start.
Hellprawns, do you consider prawns a successful type of fish?
Act of God.
Do you like them?
I do. Well, I mentioned to you before, I've still got a prawn ring in my freezer and it is taunting me. I reckon I'm on the cusp of it being poisonous now because I got it before Christmas.
Well, like I say,
I need to, as they say, shit or get off the pot.
You need to. I thought you were going to have it regarding yesterday, Andy. That. I'm going to start off with a quiz. What do you think of that?
It's bald.
Yeah, I know.
But, I'll go along with it.
It's usual format. Cost of items, everyday items, cheapest to most expensive or vice versa. It's called, Andy, Boing, Parp, Pork, Peanuts, Thwack, Doing, Princes, Bang, Ping, Boom, Balls, give me just a little more time. So, Andrew, the three items are all Tesco's, yeah? Tinned meats from Tesco's. I know that's an area you like to dwell.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it.
When your kids were young, did you used to liquidise tinned meats and give them to the kids in a bottle?
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you?
You did?
Is that not something you meant to do? Yeah. Well, I say liquidise. What I'd do is I'd put it in like a bin liner and then pour a bit of water in and just stamp on it for a bit till it was quite liquidy.
Get the dog to sit on it, warm it up. Listen up.
Yes, Bob.
You'll be familiar with Spam, of course. A standard Spam chopped pork and ham at 340 grams. Prince's corned beef, 340 grams. That's your standard tin. And Frey Bentos meatballs in tomato sauce, 380 grams. That's slightly bigger than a tin of beans, tin, you know?
It is. That could be significant, I think, when I'm trying to work this out. I think the meatballs are going to be in the middle.
Okay.
I think the Spam, so that is the Spam and the corned beef, doesn't it? Now, you say I'm a peck man. I enjoy a tin of peck rather than Spam.
Yeah.
Which is obviously its industry rival.
I thought you were meant to feed peck to just for the garden birds.
Is that why it's called peck, Bob?
Well, that's what I assume.
This is odd. I'm going to go Spam, meatballs, corned beef. That's expensive to cheapest.
All right. Andrew, Spam is the most expensive.
Yes, yes.
Corned beef second at £2.30.
Oh, fuck.
Defray Bentos cheeky meatballs come in at 54 pence.
What?
So that,
what could be in them?
Who knows?
What could be in them?
Bits and pieces.
For a future episode, I might invest in one of them and try it out live on the podcast.
Do it, Andrew.
Well, you know, it's one of them where people. I've heard people saying online. They say, you know, you're complaining about the vaccine because you don't know what's in it. But have you ever eaten a hot dog? Sort of thing. You don't know what's in them, do you?
Is that the voice you give to every internet character?
Yes, yes. That's Mr. Shortshrift.
Hey, Andy.
Actually, I'll give you some names if you like.
Go on then.
You can be Mr. Shortshrift.
Like it.
You can be him for a day, who I've just done there. You can be Rasputin runs a lot.
Yeah.
He runs and 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 runs. No one knows what he's running from or towards.
I don't know that.
But he runs.
I don't know that reference. Was there a Rasputin cartoon or something?
No, it's just Rasputin runs a lot. That's his name.
All right, I didn't know that.
It could be a cartoon. Could be a cartoon.
We'll get drawing.
Or you can be James Membership.
Yes.
Lots of people call him Jim Membership for a laugh, and he fucking hates it. or you can continue. You can continue to be Big Linda, which you were last time I gave you a name.
Okay. Well, I would like to be Jim Membership.
James Membership.
I think it's very
funny.
Doesn't
like being called Jim Membership. Hates it.
Andy Arton.
Anyway.
Great news.
Have you?
I don't know if you remember on the last podcast, I asked Badger from Infinity Rocket Plastics
yeah.
if he could hack into the CCTV from the tunnel the other night at Anfield, you know, when Klopp and Dyche
right.
had their little Barney.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He's only gone and come good, Badger.
My God.
So, shall we play that, yeah?
Yeah.
What you looking at? Take a photo next time, it'll last longer.
Oh, yeah. I've seen better beards on the muscles I buy from Aldi, you ginger pig.
Oh, pig, is it? You want to look in the mirror, mate? You might get some clues on how to make an omelette.
Oh, it's lucky for you that mirrors cannot talk.
Oh, very good, son. If I had a face like yours, I'd sue me parents.
Oh, is that right? Hey, if I throw a stick, will you leave?
You know what? It's absolutely impossible to underestimate you. I'm jealous of all the people who've never met you.
Yeah, for sure. You should be so lucky. You know, the only difference between roadkill and a ginger is that roadkill has skid marks in front of it. Ha, ha, ha.
Ah, there's so many foreigners in your team, they should have passport control in the tunnel.
There are so many long balls in your team that you have to tox them into your socks. Ha, ha, ha.
Ah, you know that Firmino prick? Are there teeth in his gob or fucking light bulbs?
At least he can afford a dentist. Your lot get their teeth done at Timpson's the Cobblers.
You're jealous. Is your ass jealous of the amount of shit that just came out of your mouth?
I don't think so. You, mate, are the reason that the gene pool needs a lifeguard.
Bottom line is, we're going to beat you tonight, Kloppo the clown.
But I don't think so, Davros. Not going to happen.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off. Reverse the living shit out of you there for sure.
Oh, and that's the end. So they had a good old Barney,
wow.
Didn't they?
A proper ding-dong, that, wasn't it? Blimey. Hey, you know what?
What?
We're doing this remotely, aren't we, over the internet?
Yeah.
And we're apart because of circumstances. Do you know what I miss the most?
No.
About meeting up in the studio, walking down Carnaby Street.
You like that?
I miss it. When you don't walk down Carnaby Street, you think about the things that you miss. A one-man band on roller skates and an onion drenched with piss. I just needed to get that out, I'm sorry.
You obviously
do. I can cut it out if you want.
No, you obviously really miss it. It was a nice, very evocative. There's a little file attached, actually, Andy, to that Infinity thing. Let's have a look.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting. Listen up.
Mm-hmm.
Badger's managed to get me some audio of an... I'm just reading it here, Andy. Of an official police interview with him for potentially breaking lockdown rules.
Who
are they talking about? Peter Walton. You know, the BT... BT referee expert.
The official BT in-house referee.
Yeah. Yeah. They were saying that he had driven to his local park for a jog and at some point he'd picked up a paper cup of coffee. So anyway, shall we play it? See what it's about?
Why not?
Can you be the officer, Andy?
I'll be the officer. Okay. Yeah. So, Mr. Walton, I would like you to review this CCTV footage of your car arriving at Victoria Park.
I don't like that police officer, Andrew.
Does he sound too much like Peter Walton?
No, he's a bit... he's a bit like Only Fools and Horses.
What would you like him to sound like?
I'd like him to be a bit deeper and kinder, you know. So, Mr. Walton.
Okay. So, Mr. Walton, I'd like you to review this CCTV footage of your car arriving at Victoria Park. How was that? Was that better?
Yeah, that was nice. Andy, how does Peter Walton talk?
I've no idea. I never listened to him.
He's oldest bloke, and he... that's not my car. I drive a red Fiesta. That's a blue Nissan Micra.
Oh, the footage has been reviewed by my chief inspector, Mr. Walton, and he has confirmed it is your car.
Oh, well, in that case, I suppose it is. But I could have sworn my car was red.
But I think you would agree with my inspector that at certain times of the day, it is very difficult to distinguish red from blue.
Well, I was not aware of that, but if the inspector says so, then I'm sure it's right.
And, Mr. Walton, would you agree that this here is you jogging by the ornamental lake?
No, it can't be. My jogging suit is black. That one looks light grey to me.
The inspector's notes say that the jogging suit is the same colour as the one you were arrested in, Mr. Walton. He adds that it's often the case that black materials can appear grey when they are filled near to or adjacent to water.
Oh, well, if the inspector says so, then I'm sure that's true. But I was only out for a run. I didn't think that was against the rules.
That's not quite true, though, is it, sir? You can clearly see that in this shot, you have a cup of coffee in your hand, not the sort of thing you would do if you were exercising.
But, officer, I was just putting a discarded cup in the bin. You can see that I just stopped for a second, pick up the cup and put it in the bin.
The chief inspector, Mr. Walton, says that due to the angle of the camera, an effect is produced where a 5-minute sequence can appear to pass in less than a couple of seconds.
Well, that doesn't seem right, but if the inspector says so, then it must be correct.
So, do you admit the offence?
Yes, I do, and I'm very sorry if anything I have said has upset the inspector.
Good lad, Peter. I'm sure the inspector will be very glad to hear that.
And that's the end of that.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that worked or not.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You know what? I've got the Met Office app on my phone. And just as we started recording this, I had a yellow warning of ice had been issued. And I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, 10 minutes later, yellow warning of ice has been removed. So someone's taking the piss at the Met Office. So I don't know what the weather's like out there. Could be icy. Might have been icy 10 minutes ago. Might be all right now. It's pretty gloomy, really. How about you?
Well, maybe the warning was just for your phone. Did your phone freeze over?
Oh, yeah, it's near my chest freezer. Might have been that.
I've got a new app. I think it's called Vivu or Vivu, something like that.
And usually are, aren't they?
Yeah, and you buy some sticks, some like long sticks with bits of litmus paper on them, and then you have a wee on them, and then you photograph that stick.
Or do you jam them up your phone, up the socket, to get
you tested. Photograph them, and it tells you, it gives you a health readout, you know, about infections, hydration.
According to the colour of the litmus stick.
I suppose so, yeah.
Do you find that reassuring then?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. It said I wasn't getting enough water.
Mm.
So I'm trying to have a bit more next time I have a wee. I mean, you get to wee on a stick, you know. That's not bad, is it?
Yeah, I know. It's legitimised unusual weeing, yeah. I might get
What's
that.
What's the app you use most on your phone?
What's the app I use most on my phone? Oh, it'll be probably Twitter. What else do I use? I like looking at houses.
Do you?
I like looking at houses, yeah.
And thinking of things.
I might move house soon, yeah.
Yeah.
From the fungalow into another fungalow, hopefully a bigger one.
Right.
So, you know,
you'll never experience life over two stories. You're set on bungalows, are you?
The fun is in the fungalow, so why you know, try and mess it up by introducing stairs? Stairs are just a complication. I'm getting to the age now where people try to eradicate stairs from their life. Do you know what I mean? I'm over the brow of life's hill. So why bring stairs into it?
Are you going to get PVC windows as well? Is that the sort of sort of thing you
PVC,
like?
PVC, what, like plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a plastic front door for when your dog pisses.
Like cling film windows, you mean?
Well, I'm thinking of your front door, you know, so when your dog pisses on it, you can just wipe it clean, you know, you can see where he's been.
I'll just have plastic sheeting down everywhere, probably.
You just have plastic sheeting?
And newspaper for mopping up the piss, whether it's the dog's piss or my piss.
Let's not talk about that, thank you.
Yeah, we went down an avenue that wasn't particularly pleasant there. But I'll say to you, have you been watching anything good on telly? Because that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
I went back... I think I mentioned before, I've been doing a backtracking, you know, like watching Breaking Bad again, watching Homeland again. No, watching it from start again, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
And I'm doing the French Cop ones, Spiral at the moment.
Right.
And I'm also watching documentaries about Donald Trump. They're very appealing. I don't know why. It's like a road accident, isn't it?
It's more appealing now that he's gone.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Kind of look back on what it was and why it happened. I don't have the fear that he might do something, you know, world-changing anymore.
Martin?
I've followed up a recommendation of yours from ages ago, Two Doors Down.
Oh, righty. How did you find it?
I love it. There's four series on iPlayer, the whole thing, and I'm wading through that. I'm about into series two now. Really funny.
Yeah.
So there we are. So you recommended that ages and ages ago.
Did you? I recommended The Disappearance of Sarah Cox Powell to you yesterday.
You did.
Did you follow that up?
No, because that was just yesterday. Why would I have done that straight away? I'm not going to do something you tell me to do straight away, am I? What's the point of that? I also watched It's a Sin, the Channel 4 thing about the friends who all got AIDS, which doesn't sound like fun, and it's not, but it's really good. And... a documentary on BBC Northern Ireland about Neil Hannon of the Divine Comedy.
And was that
Are
good?
Are you a fan of his music?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that was good. Only half an hour, though. Should have been an hour, I thought.
Tiny little fella. I was in a lift with him once.
Oh, I imagine, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, tiny, like maybe 5 foot.
I mean, could you put him in your hand? Could you put him in your hand and they let him press the buttons?
I reckon you could get him in a bin liner.
You reckon?
I reckon, yeah. A decent
a kitchen
one,
bin
you know.
One. Kitchen
yeah,
bin
black,
one.
No, a black bin.
A black bin, yeah. For the right.
Put some arms in it and some footholds. He'd be happy as Larry. You could take him to the fun fair. And
You'd think most people would fit in one of them bin bags, but it's harder than you think, isn't it?
It is hard.
Sometimes you've got to fold them over.
Hello, Robert. A guru is near you.
Oh, hello, guru.
Are you well? Are your chakras all smooth and still, or are they going off like a load of fucking bangers on Guy Fawkes night?
All smooth, thanks, guru, I think. Lovely, smooth chakras.
And how is your mind? Is it gently whirring or turning towards the balmy in the current climate?
Well, it's pretty good, all things considered, but I am having trouble sleeping some nights.
Oh, I can help with that, Robert. I've been drifting slowly into the mindfulness influencer territory recently.
Oh, interesting. So what can you do for me?
Very simple, very simple. When it comes to bedtime, just close your eyes, lie flat on your back, and imagine you're in Dubai, lounging by a pool with a cocktail and your favourite sunglasses on.
Okay, I'm doing that, yeah.
Yes, and then, this is the important bit, then you'll then need to play a recording of me that I will send you, where you'll hear me saying over and over, hashtag Dubai, hashtag Dubai, hashtag Dubai, and soon you will drift off to sleep.
Wow, I nearly did then. So how do I get that recording of your voice?
Well, first, I'll need to travel to Dubai to record it for you. It won't work otherwise. I can't influence you if I'm not in Dubai. Do you understand? That's how it works.
No, not really, no.
No, I thought not. It's a level of consciousness that you can never hope to attain. Basically, right, if you could just wire me over £18,000, I'll head off to Dubai, record the thing, and then send it to you.
Well, that's a lot of money, Guru.
Do you want to get some bloody sleep, or don't you?
Yeah, sorry, Guru. Yeah, no, I'll do it now.
Good. And hurry up, because I've got a plane to Dubai chartered for tomorrow morning. £18,000, yes?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the Guru is drifting away now, drifting away, etc., etc., etc.
Wow. I just had a visit from the Guru.
What?
Yeah, he's good.
Was he helpful?
Yeah, he's going to help me get some... I'm not sleeping that well. He's going to help me out.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, good. A very generous man. Very generous man.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't dare tell you how much it's costing, but... I think it's worth it.
It probably will be, yeah.
Are you an influencer, Andy?
I'm trying to be.
Yeah?
I'm trying to be. I posted a thing on Instagram where I was next to a Victoria Sponge the other day, but the results aren't in yet, but hopefully that'll have increased the sales.
What are you trying to influence sales of Victoria sponge cakes?
Yeah. I don't know what's in it for me. I don't know how it works, but...
good luck with that. Good luck with it,
Bob.
Though.
Thank you.
Peter's been in touch, been a long time, with one of his updates.
Okay. Would you like to commence that now?
Yes, yeah, so I better play that. See what you think. Let's see how he's getting on.
All right, Bob. How are you diddling? I'm just sat up in the spare room, passing the time on me own, like, you know. There was quite a lot of knocking in the attic last night, you know. I reckon the Albanian fella next door had crept into the attic and was doing his folk dancing, like, oh, you know, whatever it is that Albanian neighbours do, like, you know. Anyway, I went up there. But, of course, he had disappeared by the time I got there. I reckon he must have some sort of Albanian laser alert system, you know, that tells him if I'm on my way up, like, you know. So I had a look around and I noticed an old VHS player, like, you know. You know, one of them that looks like a portable television, like, and you just stick the video in the slot at the front, you know. A little bit like when you insert the money into a washing machine at the laundrette, like, you know. Anyways, like, I brought it down into the spare room and I'm watching it with the sound off because I don't want the wife throwing a strop at me, you know. I've only got one tape to play, like, it's a foreign film about a lass in a factory that makes matchsticks, like, you know. I can't understand a word of it, but the machines are quite striking, like, you know, especially the one that spins round and round and round and round, cutting up the wood like in a little sticks, like, you know. So anyway, I was just watching a film when there was a knock on the front door, like, so how exciting, I thought. I ran downstairs and answered the door. My surprise, like, stood the Albanian fella from next door. And I tell you, Bob, that, like, you were looking a bit grim, you know. Hello, neighbour. What a pleasant surprise. I would invite you in, but for the COVID restrictions on social interactions.
I don't want to talk about COVID.
Andy, you go ahead.
I don't want to talk about COVID. I want my video player back. I know you got it. I know you come in my attic at night to fiddle about.
Do no such thing. I must ask you to withdraw.
Who's at the fucking door, Peter? And why have I not been fully informed without having to fucking ask?
It's Albanian fella from next door, like.
Well, invite him in then, you useless fucking doyle.
I can't, love, right, because of the government guidance on social interactions.
Oh, fuck off with your guidance, shite. I'll come to the door.
The wife's just coming out, mate.
As if I give a fuck. Just give me my video player.
Oh, hello, neighbour. I must say, I've admired your physique very much when I've seen you chopping up shite in your fucking garden.
You're very right. I'm a very gorgeous man.
Would you be interested in, for example, a couple of very fucking runny poachies to take away? This piece of skinny shit can knock them up in a couple of minutes, and perhaps you can knock me up whilst that prick is in the kitchen.
No, thank you. This little prick has stolen a video machine from my attic, and I want it back now.
Is this true, Peter?
No, not at all, love. I have never even been in his attic. I don't even know where it is, though I suspect it's at the very top of his house.
OK, Peter, you go back upstairs and let me deal with this.
So I just stood back a bit, like.
What did you call my husband?
A little prick, because he is.
Oh, is that right, is it?
Well, at this point, my wife suddenly picks up the claw hammer that is on the table and smashes it hard into the Albanian fella's temple. And he fell down to his knees like...
Nobody, and I mean fucking nobody, calls my Peter a prick. Do you fucking hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
And then she grabbed him by his hair like and forced his face down into her lump of dog dirt that the wife had thrown out of her bedroom window.
If I ever see your fucking dozy face on my property again, I will lamp you all the way to fucking Newport via the Cheddar fucking gorge. Now fuck off.
The Albanian bloke, you know, he stumbles away like whimpering, you know, like a puppy at the vet's, like, you know. Blimey, love, that was a bit drastic. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Like I say, nobody calls my Peter a prick and gets away with it.
Thanks, darling. I do love you very much.
Whatever. Now go and fetch me my poachies and make sure they're very fucking runny, you useless prick.
Yeah, I will do, love. So that was certainly an incident, wasn't it, Rob? Anyways, up. Before I go out tonight, I'll tell you a couple of jokes from your old joke book. Here it goes, then. I really wanted to shout at the bloke, like, who nicked me gate. But the wife stopped me. She said he might take offence. I started a new job as a security guard, like, and the boss told me I had to make sure I watched The Office all night, like, you know. I'm on season 2 already. It's a pretty nice job. My wife, she was really mad at me because I didn't open the car door to let her mother out, like. I said to her, I said, I'm sorry, but I just panicked and swam up to the surface. What's blue and smells like red paint? Blue paint. One Peter Beardsley, the only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley, the only one Peter Beardsley. I'll see you, Bob.
There he goes.
That was lovely. It's lovely to hear Carol Beardsley sticking up for Peter there.
Sticks up. Hey, no one else calls him the names then.
No, exactly. There's a lot of love there, deep down.
Is that it then, Andy?
Yeah, I reckon that's it. It's been lovely.
Yeah, thanks again, Parsnippers.
Thanks, everyone.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.